Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Boy, welcome back. The month has just flown by. Now, maybe part of that is because I was out of the country for the first 2 weeks. You think that could be it, Bo?
It's probably that, and probably the good sleep you got on Trump Force One going to Italy and back,
I hear. You know, you gotta travel first class. Anyway, that means that, of course, the Memorial Day weekend is coming up, May 24th to the 27th, and guess what happens every year about that time? The St. Louis County Greek Festival. It's fantastic. Greg Simos, one of the organizers, and it's great to have him back with us right now. Greg, how are you?
Good. How are you? Good morning.
Doing fine. We're glad to have you on here. And it's something I know that's just a tradition for so many people in the St. Louis area.
It is. It is. We have been doing it in this current location for over 40 years and in the old church location. So we've been doing some sort of festival for almost 80 years now.
Well, during the Greek festivals that I was aware of and was part of over the years, before they happened, you guys were famous for going around to every radio and TV station and dropping off goodies, sweets, baklava, however you want to say it. Do you guys still do that? Because I have nothing in my inbox over here.
I think something can be arranged.
we're not shy about begging for food around here, Greg, as you can probably tell. They do that, Bo, in fact, because I remember at Channel 4 for years we'd have them on as guests leading up to that weekend. Yeah. And we'd do live shots out there and all of that, and they had to teach me how to say spanakopita, right? Did I do that right, Greg?
You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. All the different pastries. And the greatest thing about that, and I actually have a neighbor who is still involved. Greg and I know a couple people in common. And she's one of the ones for years, she and her mother, who helped get together and bake a lot of the baklava. So we've always, fortunately, the last couple of years, gotten a sample of some of that that was eventually going to go into the sale. So that, I mean, you have, it's like homegrown, right, Greg?
Yeah, almost everything is made by the parishioners at the church. It's all fresh. It's all made that day. It's a tradition. People seem to enjoy coming out to it, and we enjoy putting it on. It's kind of one of our things that allows us to spread our culture to the community, and we enjoy it.
I love it. I love it. And you have a lot more going on than just the food. I didn't mean to go straight to that, but you know, I'm a wide body, so that's where I focus on. But the church tours, let's talk about that, because for people that have never seen it, what can they expect when they go on the church tours, and are they guided or just a free for all?
So no, you can go into church anytime you want, but there are guided. I believe there's four during the day that are guided tours. And yeah, our church was made after a Byzantine basilica. We have all the walls are covered in iconography that was painted in Greece, and then the painters came. It was painted in Greece on canvases. Then the painters came over and basically wallpapered the canvases onto the church, and it's beautiful. It's a piece of art.
Well,
that's awesome.
It's great that people have an opportunity to go in and see all that. People can go to stlgreekfest.com to get more details on it and to get in there and take a look. They're telling people this year, maybe reminding them. I think maybe it was this way last year, but you've gone cashless. Is that correct?
We did. Last year was the first year we went cashless. I think it went really, really well. So we're continuing that. And we're just excited.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Greg, hey, I don't know how you keep track of attendance, but what would you say is like a record year, and how many people come out to the Greek Fest?
Last year was the biggest one we've ever put on. It was our first one back since, we did, you know, curbside ones through COVID. So it was our first one back in person. First time ever that it didn't rain in those 4 days. And it was easily, we eclipsed 20,000 people.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Just to remind people, it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You got plenty of opportunity to get out there over the holiday weekend. They've got the Greek folk dancers throughout the day, Friday night, and then throughout the day on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That's something, in terms of experiencing the culture, that's something I'm sure you encourage people to check out.
Definitely. Our Greek dancers, they're all youth. So everyone is, you know, low 20s or below, down to our little kids who are adorable. And yeah, they're award winning. They're a sight to see. And we have a live band playing the weekend, playing traditional Greek music. So we want great. Everyone to come out.
And you know what, Greg, let's talk about the 5K that's going to have, actually 5K or 10K. Let's talk about that quick before we let you go.
Yeah, so Saturday morning, we are sponsoring what we call the Ready, Set, Give. And it is a fundraiser for Focus, Gateway Focus, which is an Orthodox charity that we help out. They work out of the city. So, yeah, you can sign up at, you can go to stlgreekfest.com and go to the link, a Ready, Set, Give link, and sign up for that.
Well, that's awesome. Fantastic. Hopefully you found something to get my friend Nick Zervos to do over the course of the long weekend.
It is one of my top priorities to make sure Nick works.
I am personally glad to hear that. He deserves to put a little sweat into all this, for sure. Greg Simos, hey, listen, thank you for your time, and best of luck with the St. Louis County Greek Festival this year.
And I do have
appreciate you guys having me on. Yeah, thank you.
I do have a question. Hold on, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Is it gyros or euros? Can you explain?
It's euros.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
A gyro is like a gyroscope or something, I think. Oh, that's what you're thinking.
Whatever, Mr. Elon Musk. Whatever.
Yeah, the G sound in the Greek language is a G sound. So, like, my name's Greg, but in Greek, it's a Grigori. There's no actual hard G. So it's gyro, not gyro. But we'll still serve you one.
Yeah, I bet you would.
And they are indeed delicious, for sure.
Yeah,
Greg,
they are.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate getting you on here and talking about that. Oh, you know, he brought up the Greek influence on the church out there and the temple and the Byzantine and all that. I didn't really talk about this earlier in the show, Bo, but when we toured southern Italy, the southern part of Italy was occupied by Greeks in the Byzantine era. And there's a huge influence down there. A lot of the churches have that influence in it, in the architecture, and it's just beautiful.
And for those that don't travel across to Italy, you could head out to the St. Louis County Greek Festival and get all the things. Like, right? No. It's kind of like my Ark Encounter thing.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know,
done. Yeah,
very similar. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up, buddy. Good to have you back in the saddle again.
Thank you. I'm just catching up for my jet lag. I appreciate that.
And just now? What the heck? All right. Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Spread the word about the show and share it if you will. You can get us on the Odyssey app where you can back it up and listen to it again if you like. But have a great rest of your weekend, everybody.
All right.
See you, Mark.
See you, boys.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.